If you would like to ask a question, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause just a moment to allow everyone to signal for questions. We'll take the first question from Michael Schaefer from Equinet. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Two questions, if I may. In your report, you are suggesting basically that the gross margin is recovering in the second half 2009 on further cost savings. Could you first break down the 23 million of cost savings you claim for the second half, for the first half, sorry, in cash cost savings compared to last year's cost base and other items? Second one, what is the cash cost saving you expect in the second half 2009 to be added compared to the cost level you have recorded in the first half 2009? Could be my first question. The second one is on your capital increase. You publicly confirmed that you are planning a capital increase. I would be interested where you stand there in the process. Have you talked to all your major shareholders already on this topic, and what is the timeframe there? Thanks.
Okay, Mr. Schaefer, the first question was, out of the 23 million savings, how much have been cash savings? Right now, by the half of the year, two-thirds have been cash savings out of the 23. On the capital increase, where do we stand? We are discussing the capital increase, and we had discussed it already in the supervisory board, and we are discussing it with our major shareholders. Right now we are planning from a time schedule and from the amount schedule, the next steps.
Coming back to the first question, what do you expect to add to the bill or to reduce from the cost base in the second half 2009 compared to the first half 2009?
What we stated on the page three and four of our interim report, you can follow up on this one, that we are expecting to get savings of round about 70 million. From the 70 million, round about 70% makes us to 50 million, is our goal for this year. This 50 million we have to take to get a break even before restructuring. This 50 million, as I pointed out right now in the first half, had been 23, and from the 23, there had been cash savings of around about 70%.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Next question comes from Sebastian Ubert from UBS.
Yeah. Hi, gentlemen. Basically all of my questions just been answered. Many thanks.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Bastian Synagowitz from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. My first question refers on your cost-cutting agenda. You indicated that you plan some more measures beyond the announced capacity reductions in France. Could you already provide some guidance on which businesses might be affected and which magnitude, or would it be too early to talk about this in more detail, really? Secondly, on the restructuring of your debt side, you said that you are negotiating with your banks for quite a while now, and it seems the debt markets are much more restrictive for smaller companies than they are for large caps. If I look at the steps which you induce with regard to risk reduction, also with regard to cost-cutting, there's not much more which you could have done, really, in my eyes. What are banks really asking for? Is it just a higher equity ratio? Maybe you could give us some more clarity here. Thanks.
Okay. Perhaps, Mr. Synagowitz, because you're working for Deutsche Bank, I start with the second question. Right now, the latest number in the German statistic had been that 1,900 companies asked for KfW numbers, which remains to be asked for why do they do that. They do that because banks don't want to have risk in their books. They are doing risk management as we do. Because they are risk management doing, sometimes discussions get longer as foreseen. We are in a good way, this we pointed out, but still, with our main banks, we have to do some more of our homework and to finalize our new contractual framework, which we plan to reach until end of 2011. What we did on the cost-cutting side is, as you can see in our report, what have we done? We started restructuring dramatically in our foreign subsidiaries. We have taken 13 million in the first half. We had a provision at the end of December of around about 5 million. We have some other restructuring costs not related to personnel. So we are talking about right now about 20 million. What is the open question? The open question remains in Germany and remains Q3. Right now, as my colleague already stated, in a transformation process, and based on the transformation process and on the Q3 market developments, we have to make up our mind if there are some more measures we have to take, and these measures might relate to Germany.
Okay, so to follow up on my second question, then if I understand you right, it's more that the banks really want to have, let's say, the final setup of your, let's say, strategic planning for the next 2 or 3 years, or?
Yes, they want to have certain questions, like always. They want to get a liquidity plan, they want to have the strategic plan, but also as well they want to see probably some participation on the equity side. And all this we have to get done together. Our framework is that we want to get done this by Q3, by the end of Q3. But this depends, as I said before, not on us. We started our discussion right early. We started in Q4, but as you know, in Q4, the banks had other problems. And then when we came back in Q1, our numbers for Q4 had been good. So sometimes, you know, you start discussions, but you need somebody else to finalize the discussions, and we are right now in that process.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks.
Next question comes from Richard Schramm from HSBC.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Two questions, if I may. One concerning the service business of your robotics division. The declining orders looks a bit worrisome to me. Because I think that's not very positive for the margin development. Do you think that you can achieve a positive EBIT for the full year in this division on the basis also on the latest order info and the projects you have inside for the coming months? Second point concerning the temporary workers you still have on board, I think it's a number of 600 or 10% of total employees. What's the timetable to change this figure, and is the target ready to go down to zero, or what's your plan in this respect?
And
maybe one last point on the CAFE credit. Is the capital increase a precondition for this, or is it not connected? Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me start with your first two questions. The service business, as we pointed here out as a separate business entity, is part of our robotics business. And yes, you are correct. It has, if you will, over proportional effect of the margin development of the unit, because it is more margin heavy, more positive in this sense. And on the one hand, the service business we feel will be holding up better than the new sales business, because it's really driven by the installed base of the robot fleet out there. But we do see certain tendencies that, for example, as spare parts are concerned, and also as utilization of internal maintenance staff is concerned, with the customers having more idle capacity, they are more and more using own capacity and even own old robots to mine, so to speak, for spare parts for others. But this, we feel, can only be a temporary effect. So generally, we feel that the share of the business of more than 20% of service business, and actually slightly increasing, will hold up. And yes, that is important for the profitability development. And overall, as we said, we see overall for the business still the target to be operationally EBIT break even for the year. Temporary workers, No, probably we will not go to zero with temporary workers, because temporary workers sometimes are an essential part of project teams, for especially for international projects. If you run projects in Mexico or whatever, you don't add you sometimes just add subcontractors, companies, but you also sometimes have to add temporary workers to get the work done in the necessary time frame. So a certain bottom level of temporary workers are structurally part of the business. For KfW, perhaps some ideas?
Yes. On KfW, you asked the question, is that a precondition or is it connected? Surely it's connected. So far, we think also that it will be one of the conditions that we have to think about the possibilities, because in times like this, if you don't get on the debt markets help, you have to get it on the equity side, and so far it's strongly connected. And perhaps I might add up one thing to the temps of around about 600. 80% of the temps are working on projects, and so far they are working on backlog in three foreign countries, in Mexico, Brazil, and the United States, and therefore as long as we have backlog, they will working. And the rest of the temps, they are under contractual arrangements, and we, as you can imagine, every month we look at the contracts and we are deciding, do we keep a temp or does the temp go out?
Thank you very much.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1. We'll take the next question from Jasko Terzic from DZ Bank.
Yes, it's Jasko Terzic from DZ Bank. Hello, everybody. I got three questions. The first one is pertaining to the systems business. When I look at the EBIT figure adjusted for the restructuring charge, you achieved almost a similar EBIT to Q1, but the sales decline was -30%. So my question is, could you give us some more light on that, how you achieved it, what is just the cost, and maybe a flavor how it will develop for the remainder of the year? The second point is with respect to your robotics business. You stated that you target and break even. So and break even means what kind of decline of sales you are expecting. Is it -30 or less, to get a feeling of that? And the final question pertains to the financial costs. Due to your renegotiations of your debt structure, I would like to ask if you can give us a flavor of how your interest cost will increase after renegotiation, if they will increase.
Could you just repeat the first question on the system side?
The first was with respect to the systems, because the EBIT, excluding the restructuring efforts, was similar to Q1 09, but the sales declined by -30 compared to -21 in Q1. So maybe could you give us some light on this, and maybe the trend for the remainder of the year.
Okay. Then perhaps we start first of all at the systems question number one. As you pointed out on the page 12, we have this EBIT -50.4, taking out the restructuring charges of 13. We are on the not almost, but on a same level. What's the difference is it's depending on the projects. The project's results in Q1 are different and in Q2 are different to the first half in 2008. What depends on the sales of robots? If we look at the sales of the robots on page, now we have to flip to the page. It's page number 10. You see around about 170. We have a strong book-to-bill ratio, so right now we're making more turnover than we have orders received. It will be not on the same run rate. We imagine that the run will go down in the second half slowly. You cannot double it. It will be probably below multiplying it by two. And you ask about the final costs, financial costs, and future interest rates. I cannot give you the future interest rates, but we internally plan that the interest rates will not be lower, but will go up. But this is subject to discussions and to the next steps in our negotiations.
Okay, so maybe one follow-up on the systems. So then looking at the remainder of the year, Will the quality of the project pipeline deteriorate further, or will it remain constant?
Normally the pipeline, if we have no extraordinary items, should remain on the same level in the second half on the systems business.
Yeah, it should actually, I think, also should remain constant. We have been in the first half at the one or the other instance being somewhat restricted not to go into harakiri project pricing, and so in that sense we have observed very keenly the margin and the risk and liquidity effects of the project, so we're relatively confident of the quality of the project pipeline.
So I can conclude then pricing is no point of sorrow.
Yes, pricing is an issue, but we have not joined in on any pricing on all pricing madnesses. Sometimes we have then left it to competitors.
Okay. Well, as you can see, perhaps coming back to your question, if you look at the gross profit margin in our management report on page 12, you can see that the gross profit margin went down from 14% to 10.8%, and there you see that surely we have price effects, but also project effects, which went down, and we think that on that level, 10 plus, it should be stabilized in the second half.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Harald Reimert from LBBW. Please go ahead. Harald Reimert, your line is now open.
Oh, yes, thank you. Sorry, I closed internally my line. Hello, gentlemen. Some follow-ups to points we spoke already before. First of all, I'm not quite sure if I get it right. The first point you said these cost reductions. Did I get it right? You need 50 million euros in 2009 to be on break-even level, or it's 50 million you can reach from this 70 million. This is the first point. Second point, again, the theme of break-even level. What is the sales level which is necessary to reach the target of break-even for the group? Then you mentioned several system orders for the general industry in Q2. Could you give us an idea about the share in the overall system orders from these general industry orders? And then the last one was cost savings in your step two of these 30 million. Some of these measures seems to be of temporary nature. What amount of this could be seen as sustainable from this 30 million volume?
Okay, Mr. Remmert, the first question was about the cost reduction. How much do we need for this year? From that 70 million, I pointed out that we need 50 million. This 50 million we need, if we look at the last year's 12-month numbers and we assume that it will go down, and we multiply the last year's gross profit margin roundabout with the sales, then you see that the 50 million is needed to get on a break-even level, which will, so to speak, the answer to your question number two, where is our break-even level right now today? And then you asked the last question before I hand over to my colleague, was the sustainable of the cost volume. Yes, in our cost measures, there are one-offs included. Right now, our goal is that from this complete cost program that we shift at least 50% over to next year, and that we create new measurements in case that we have to get down in our break-even level some further, depending on Q3.
Okay, and you asked for the general industry share of the systems business. In the first half of 2009, it is roughly 15 to 20%.
Okay, well done.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Stefan Augustin from BHS Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. Maybe just one question for the framework program. If I got that right from your press conference statements, you have somehow the expectation that the general demand is declining between 20 to 25% and that you would adjust your capacities likewise. So without going too much into detail, but being for a ballpark number, that would mean that you need a further reduction in of your staff between somehow 500, 750 employees in that 2010 program. Is that a correct assumption from your press statement?
What is correct is that we said we do assume that, so to speak, the overall market demand measured by the capital spending of our major customers is in fact decreasing roughly by 20% in 2009 over 2008. We do expect also that it's more or less steady in 2010 and then growing somewhat more slowly, perhaps even single digit percentage-wise than from there. So that we do see the need to reach a sustainable reduction in our structures, if you will, yes, to adjust to that situation. Then, of course, I think you can't extrapolate linearly according to all cost positions, because there may well be quite major differences between reductions abroad and reductions in Germany, or reductions in purchasing prices versus own cost structures. Yes, we have to adjust to that level. And on the other hand, we have already reported here in this H1 report that over and above the reduction in the staff that we have already reported, a further reduction of 250 people is already underway or has already been done. It will be reported in the next quarterly figures. And so if you take your number of like 500 or so and then deduct the first 250, then the number for the next necessary step gets already a little less extreme. But yes, there may be further reductions in staff necessary, we will, of course, shoot for, on the other hand, socially responsible measures to realize those numbers. On the other hand, also on the least costly ways to achieve these reductions.
Okay, thank you very much.